Church, I am absolutely humbled each time a church allows me to stand behind the pulpit, to allow me to stand in front of the congregation, and just to express my burden and my vision that God has placed on my heart. We're just a plain person. We're just simple people just trying to follow the Lord's leading in our life. And for some reason, God decided to put His hands on our family for whatever reason that would be. In 2002, I went on my first mission trip. And I went to Mexico, and the Lord began to work in my life. But I ran from the Lord's calling. And I just did what I wanted to do. I thought being a bus captain was sufficient. I thought being a Sunday school teacher would be okay. You know, I thought, let's just teach in master clubs. Let's give a little bit to the Lord. But each time we had a missions conference, each time a missionary stand behind the pulpit, my heart got heavy. I said, well, maybe the Lord's talking to the guy beside of me. Maybe I ought to start praying for them. But it wasn't until 2023 when Mike and Cindy Haley came to our church. They did their own furlough. They expressed their burden for Botswana, and they were trying to recruit a team to come down to our church. At this time, and still recent now, I am a deputy sheriff at Pitt County Sheriff's Department there in North Carolina. And I had no interest whatsoever going on this mission trip. But the Lord has been speaking to Makoto's heart for years on missions, and he just had a big burden on missions, not including my wife. When I met her at Bob Jones University, she was going for a missions major. Shikimi says, we need to take Makoto to the mission field on a mission trip. I said, you take her. Take him. I ain't going. I've got a job to do, and that's all I'm going to do. I am not going on the mission field. I'm done. I mean, I've got a career path ahead of me, and that's what I'm doing. Then I started thinking, I said, what kind of father and what kind of husband would I be to let their family go halfway around this world and decide, let me entertain the thought. So I started going to the meetings, and I started entertaining the thought. The Lord provided every piece of fun that we needed to go on that first trip. It was me, my wife, and Makoto at that time in 2024. Halfway through that trip, I was there as the protector. I was not there as anything else. And then all of a sudden, I was sitting there on a picnic table talking to another police officer that went with us on that trip. And he looked at me, and he started smiling. And he said, when are you moving out here to Africa? I said, you're full of it. I said, I ain't moving out to Africa. He said, yeah, you are. Folks, it was that time when I started entertaining that thought. I was headed to work the other day. And I started praying, and the Lord just really got a hold of my heart. And I kind of used the analogy that the Lord was knocking on my heart's door for 23 years. And once again, He knocked on my door there in Botswana. I left the chain on the door, and I wanted to entertain the thought, who was knocking? What was there? So I decided to open up the door. I left the chain on it because I was not fully committed, but I did open it up. And I feel like at that moment, the Lord put His arm through that door and He broke the chains. And at that moment, I fully surrendered. It was at that moment my five loaves and my two fishes was given to the Lord. You know, I think about the five loaves and two fishes, and during that whole story, not one time did that lad ever give a slice of bread and a piece of fish to the Lord. He gave Him everything. And for 23 years, folks, I gave Lord a slice of bread. I gave Him a fish fillet sandwich, and that's all it was. Because I didn't give Him everything. Folks, God is calling my family to Botswana, Africa. We will be co-laboring, and we will be laboring with Mike and Cindy Haley. There we have been there. We've been there 2 weeks in 2024, and we just spent 6 weeks over there this past summer. We do have our home church there in Habaron, which is the capital city. And out of that church, we have planted one other church in Rutamotswa. We have now finally got to be able to get in a building there within the past 6 months. It was very difficult to get a building there. There's a lot of witchcraft, a lot of wickedness going on. And the Lord opened up a door for us to rent a building from a deaf school. What we did not know is on Sunday morning, that very first Sunday, 100 deaf children was attending that church as well. So the Lord is blessing in many, many ways. On Thursday nights, we have pastor's training classes. A lot of our church members there are going through Faith Bible Institute. They're learning the Bible. We are training up folks who want to serve the Lord there in Botswana. This past summer, when we were there, Camps Abroad, a ministry out of the Wilds Christian Camp, came down. We held our first camp. Three precious souls, teenage boys, got born again. And now they are on fire for the Lord. Now they are coming into these pastor's training camps. And they're wanting to know what else they could do. So we will be attempting to plant churches out there. We've got another village we're working on right now in Machuti. So y'all pray for us. There's a big work going on. There's a lot going on out there. The Lord has just really opened up the door. If you Google the religion in Botswana, it will say 70% Christianity, but that's just the head knowledge. That's all they know, but they're so open. Their questions are being asked. It is absolutely filled, as the Bible talks about, ready and white and ready to harvest. So folks, y'all pray for us. We need laborers. So I will tell you, when I came back from the field in 2024, I met with my late assistant pastor, Doug Weber, and he did tell me, he said, Nathan, when you're praying about missions and going as a missionary, he said, you need to find a verse that you stick with. Deuteronomy 1:21, Behold, the Lord thy God has set a land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers had said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. We got a long road ahead of us, folks. We're on deputation. We're just now starting like every other missionary here this week. Y'all pray for us. We are absolutely encouraged by you folks. Y'all have been such an encouragement to us. What a hospitality y'all have shown us. The love of Jesus y'all have given us. And your love of missions. I know the way y'all come back and talk to us through your pastor. We have been such encouragement from you guys. And we hope we have been an encouragement to you as well. Well, as we go through our journey, y'all, please pray for us. Stop at the table. We do got our prayer card. Our kids have also made a prayer card. Megumi has drew a picture. Makoto has wrote a poem on the back. Y'all, please get that. Pray for us. We certainly need your prayers, and thank you so much. I am going to say, I think we've got three churches and two individuals. Oh, well, around 10. 10? Yes. We're going to say 10. So, yes, our plan, we would like to learn the sign language now while we're on deputation. I don't think that's going to be possible. What we learned here in America is obviously ASL, American Sign Language. They don't use American Sign Language. So, but they do recognize part of it, and they will correct you. Now, I will tell you, in high school, I did do a little bit of sign language. But not much to, I could correspond with them a little bit, but I cannot understand them. So we would like to be a part of that ministry when we first get over there. We do have an interpreter that comes over to interpret, but we all know, we don't know what that interpreter says. So, yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God's put a calling on their life. That's a heavenly calling. It's a supernatural calling. And, you know, you and I may not and we most likely will not get, there may be someone here, get that specific calling to go to Botswana. But the beautiful thing about missions is God will give us a simultaneous calling to help support, to send out. As Brother Eric says, we reach where we are and we send where we can't go, where we are not. And so what an encouragement. Thank you for sharing that and just being here with us, Hill family. We're going to be praying about all our missionaries that are here, about what God would have us do and helping them get to where God has called them.